Thank you. Members of the board and listener sponsors, clearly we're going to be getting started a little late, but we want to minimize that. So I'm going to ask members of the board to be seated. They might look at the nameplates, and if yours is elsewhere, you can take it with you and put it in front of you. This is a long agenda, a very productive agenda, a very, I think, fruitful agenda, but it's long, so any time we take. Is the secretary here?
No.
Okay. I do have a roll call in my material here, so I could take the roll. And I'm going to ask David Adelson to calculate quorum, just so we know when to call the roll, when we have quorum or not. 24 members. Thank you. Someone has to calculate.
Oh, you do?
Okay. Well, I thought you wanted me to count the numbers as they fall out.
So what I wanted was what would constitute a quorum.
13.
No. I also want to say that I believe, unfortunately, the posted directions on the website had a left where it should have been a right, and we had asked the Long Beach people to copy read the directions. No one came back with a correction, so some of our board members may have turned in the wrong direction and are finding their way to the
airport. I'm not the airport.
I took like 3 times.
Yes, I can.
Don, I have a quick administrative point, which is I was asked to bring printed copies of all the motions or things. Do we want to distribute? Is everybody going to distribute all the motions they're going to bring ahead of time, or should we distribute them as they come up on the agenda? Well, that's coming out of committee, but I mean, any Don?
No, I'm sorry.
Just your recommendation.
Yeah, you know, what I'd like to do, if we could, would it be possible for us to actually call this roll, establish quorum, open the meeting, and then I thought Terry was going to call the roll, so I have to find my. Does anyone have the?
Can I also ask that everyone to speak up? It's kind of hard to hear.
Okay, now you want to hear. And then. Okay. Thank you very much. I am actually going to formally call the board to order. And what we will do first is call the roll and see if we do have the 13 members present. We do. I believe we do. Donna Warren.
Here.
Don White. Here. David Adelson.
Here.
Jan Goodman.
Here.
Ed Burrow. Sherna Gluck.
Here.
Marie Deary. Okay, she may be on her way. Julie Rodriguez. Terry Goodman. Israel Fuhrer.
Here.
Breyer. Thank you.
Here.
Is present. Grace Aaron. Jane Halloran.
Here.
Thank you. Harrison Wheel.
Here.
Niall Elwardanani.
Elwardin. Here.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm all flustered here, I think. Jim.
Yes, here.
Okay. And Bill Gallegos.
Here.
Okay. Let's see. Leslie Radford. Alan Minsky.
Here. Oh, here.
Good, good. Good. Swanali. Is present. Madeline. Madeline is here. We clearly have, yes. Margaret Prescott. Oh my God, I'm marking up someone else. Fernando Valesquez. and Maria Armudian.
On her way, stuck in traffic.
On her way, stuck in traffic. Okay. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay. We're in a position to do business. You know, I'd like to give it to the secretary just so he can see. And incidentally, I need to get some white out because I made a little mark for it. Okay. And just until the secretary.
You know,
we're hoping Terry is coming. Now, I believe what we will do is take 2 points. We'll call them points of personal privilege just on process and so on. The first one is David Abelson. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was a question about people who have printed motions to be bringing forward and whether or not we should distribute them all right now or whether we should do it as they come up in the agenda. What do people prefer?
I believe that's true because people will be rustling through papers reading in advance and maybe it would be more germane and on point, you know.
Yeah.
All right, very good. So we'll have people hand out their motions and Ed Pearl has a point of personal privilege.
Yeah, an email went out to the local station board. Can I turn this down a little bit? Kind of attacked me directly on a couple of things I wanted to answer briefly. On the question of whether I'm qualified to be on the outreach committee, I won't bother answering. I think most people know me. I don't really care if you don't. But in any event, on the question of deliberately getting me, on the question of procuring the Venice Auditorium for a meeting 2 meetings ago, I wanted to clear that up. I did nothing until Don was complaining that he hadn't found a place.
Oh, yeah. Ed, I see now what your point is, that I think we can just shorten this.
No, I want to say what I want to say.
Well,
I asked for 2 minutes. And
yes, I didn't understand because it cannot precipitate a...
No, it won't.
Okay, very quickly. Ed.
Okay. No, I did it when Don seemed at a total loss and in terms of ending the meeting, the church itself set the terms of the rental. And in fact, I got in very serious trouble. My business is putting on concerts, and I lost that venue as a result of our going over the agreed upon time. And towards that end, I organized this thing again when Don said he was using 2/3 of it, or over 50% of his time to get a meeting place. I did it not eagerly, but I did it.
Okay.
And I just wanted to say that I have to leave with my sound system at 4 o'clock. I had organized it from 1 to 4. It turns out we can use it more, but I have an engagement tonight, and I'm leaving at 4 o'clock. And I'm not doing whatever. I'm not engaging any more halls at any point for the LSD ever again. So
okay.
I want to tell you that. I'll continue.
Okay.
The sound system, if I can leave after 3 hours.
Okay, Ed, thank you very much. And I do want to thank Ed for procuring this venue. And I actually thought he was going to say what he did say was that if he has to take the sound system at 4, this agenda actually goes over 4 slightly. So we're going to have to accommodate a little bit of business without the agenda. Without the sound system.
Real quickly, it shouldn't be a problem. If we function on, we can move a small audience right up here, we won't need a sound system.
That is true.
So that should not be a problem.
Okay. Now, let's move ahead.
Before, and I have a sock.
Okay, of course. All right. then we'll just do what we can. It actually is supposed to go to about 4:15, unfortunately. All right, now, I think we should go ahead, unless there's any pressing thing. We've opened the meeting. I think we should look at the agenda. I want to tell listener sponsors that we have tons of agendas for them today, and so we have lots of agendas if anyone does not have them.
Don,
if you'll go to the agenda...
Don, I just think we should recognize that Sarah Amir has joined the meeting since the roll was called for the record.
Okay, Sarah Amir is now... a present. And so I'm going to ask if, yes, we're going to have a timekeeper, people. We're going to do all this, but we're going to have to get started.
Yes, for sure.
Isn't this just it?
Mr. Chairman, while we're getting while we're getting together, may I please be able to introduce a special guest?
Yes. All right. We will, before we look at the agenda, I will ask Donna Warren to introduce a special guest today.
Okay. Hello. Yesterday, actually, I went to the station, KPFK, and I met an absolutely delightful man who said that he is our new business manager, and I would like him to come up front just so you can see him. His name is Archie Richardson. He's been on board for a week, and he's still here. You know, maybe just please, Mr. Chairman, maybe for just 1 minute, Archie can just say hello, because let me tell you, I've already interrogated him. I know everything there is to know about Mr. Richardson, and on behalf of the board, I want to welcome him on board as our new business manager.
Well, thank you, and on behalf of the board, welcome, and I think there is unanimous consent that our special guest can use a minute to introduce himself, and we'll be getting to know you better as we move ahead. Welcome to you.
Well, thank you all, and just a brief introduction of who I am. I am Archie Richardson, and I was born in Liberia, West Africa. I've been here since 1980, so I'm very much assimilated into the culture, even though I have an accent. And most people don't realize that, but I'm glad to be a part of the staff. I know what the mission is, and I'm going to help get KPFA Financial the way it's going to be. So thank you all for inviting me.
Thank you very much. Welcome. It's nice to have you here. Welcome, and we're very pleased to be in Long Beach, where many of our board members, some of our board members and our general manager live, and we're hoping that there are listener sponsors from the Long Beach area. Many thanks for attending, and we're glad to be in your community. We do need to assign timekeeper and establish the times that we will be using for speakers. Shall we look at the agenda, and the next item on the agenda is approval of the agenda. It has a total of, yes, is there a...
I'd just like to speak a moment about the agenda.
Yes, all right. Let's look at the agenda and see if we can get approval, even if it takes alterations and so on. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, I don't think there's any chance that we can get this done in 3 hours.
You're right.
We should consider extending this meeting till tomorrow or till next week or something like that. I think these are important issues. I think that there should be listener comment before votes on these important motions, so that we should have listener comments in three sections, because there are sort of three sections to the agenda. Probably will take three sessions of this board if we only meet for 3 hours. There are a couple of things which were requested to be on this agenda which aren't. I don't think that Leslie or I are going to make a big deal about the fact that we can put the things that you weren't able to put on this agenda at
well, now would be the time. If you have things that are not here, now would be the time to bring those up. If you're saying that you have items that are not on the agenda?
Yes, that were requested. Disorganization again. Can I get back to you in a moment, Don?
Okay. Now, I do want to point out before I go to the next speaker that if you look at Agenda 5, 6, and 7, it does address Harrison's concern to some degree. I'm not saying it addresses the entire...
Oh, no, I'm sorry, Don. There was another item I wish to have on the agenda.
Okay, let me just finish my comment then. Agenda item 5 are the committee reports, and there will be motions and actions there. Agenda, then we would not vote on those motions. We would call the question and know what the motions are. Then we go to public comment, agenda item 6, so that the public and listener sponsors can address the motions that we're about to vote on. And then agenda item 7 is board voting on motions. Those are the motions that are brought forward in agenda item 5. That addresses to some degree the issue of the public being able to comment before votes. Chair recognizes Alan and then David.
I thought we were supposed to have more than one session of public comments on the agenda. Just one?
30 minutes.
30 minutes? But not broken up because it seems pretty isolated. Why not like 15 and 15 then?
Make a concrete proposal. Now people need to make concrete proposals because we need to disperse. The chair recognizes David.
Oh, I was going to make a proposal.
Oh, you're going to
make a proposal that we split it into 15
right,
and 15.
Make a concrete proposal with times and so on.
If someone wants to help me in looking at this as to where...
Why don't you take a moment and come back?
Okay, good. Thank you.
Let's do come back. Think about that. We'll go to David.
My only concern about going to vote immediately after public comment is if something comes up in public comment that addresses something we're about to vote on, there may be a desire to have a response. So I would like that that we not close debate, that we basically suspend debate and re-engage it if there's any further comments after public comments.
Well, the chair would be open to that if we restrict any comments after any debate after public comment strictly to issues that the public and listener sponsors bring up. Because if we reopen debate, then it's another large agenda item. So we might be able to get unanimous consent. I don't know if we can.
No.
Okay, we don't have unanimous consent on that. So let's do this. David may make a formal motion in a moment, but let's go back. Does Alan have his proposal?
I would like to cover this very quickly because we want to see the end, but I was saying split the 15 minutes where it is right now and then 15 minutes before between 13 and 14. Maybe 2010, but so 15, 15.
Alan, would you be willing to have the same structure as in the other portion of the agenda where we postpone the votes until after the listeners have spoken?
Yes.
Okay, is that, I'm going to consider that a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we leave 15 minutes of public comment where it is, and then move 15 minutes of public comment to agenda items between, you said, 13 and 14.
Mm-hmm.
And the proviso is that anything prior to that public comment, this gets a little tricky, that we hold off votes until after the public comment. Is that what you're saying, Harrison?
Well, I believe that this should be done in three sections, and I'm concerned that we're going to end up with 15 minutes of listener comment today, and then at the next meeting, in which this meeting may be extended to another 15 minutes. So
members of the board, let's not consider this being extended at any time. This is a meeting, the only meeting we're dealing with, so because there's nothing on the floor that says that this meeting will be broken into two parts. Let's just look at the agenda for today. Pardon me, I know we are, and Sharna, do you see the problem that I'm having that it's not possible just to arbitrarily say, so?
I pull the motion. I pull the motion.
That's right, exactly. So, I was hoping that we could do this quickly. Alan is pulling his motion to separate the public comment. Yes. Oh, excuse me. Yes. All right. No.
Second.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that we accept the agenda. Any discussion? Harrison and then Jane.
I submitted an agenda item about member petitions to place items on the agenda. I would like to see a roll call vote on whether to consider that at the bottom of the agenda where it will be taken up at some future date. I guess I can't make two motions at once, but I think that Alan's motion is very well taken and that we're going to end up with 15 minutes of listener comments on only portions of this agenda, and I think that's going to be a mistake, unfortunately.
Okay, do I understand your motion? Your motion is, incidentally, we would need folks. The problem here is, Shernet, that we have not accepted the agenda and the time frame, and until we have an agenda that's approved, the 4 minutes doesn't apply. So the chair is kind of just trying to get the agenda approved. Then once we approve the agenda, the times next to agenda items will also be kind of in cement, even though the body can extend debate and can extend time. Okay, we need to look at Harrison's. Are you asking for an agenda item on how listener sponsors get items on our agenda?
That's correct.
Is that a motion?
I have a motion.
Okay, it's been moved that we have an agenda item, and the chair will assign its location on the agenda, that we have an agenda item on how do listener sponsors get agenda items on our agenda.
Point of order, there's been a motion to accept the agenda as written.
Oh, excuse me. That's right. It has been moved and seconded to accept the agenda. Then we're going to discussion only, not motions.
Oh, Dave is correct.
So
I would like to make that. Okay, Dave is correct. I would like to make this an amendment to the motion.
As an amendment bill.
Harrison, can I ask if we could put this on the agenda for the next LSP?
Yeah, I'm very happy to do that. It's just that I proposed this to Don earlier this week, and he forgot to put it on the agenda.
No, I am very. I think that is something we have to deal with, but I'm just saying for the sake of getting the meeting moving and getting
Would you be willing to include Alan's idea of having this? The comments before any important votes that we take.
Well, he withdrew his motion. So
if I'm going to withdraw my amendment, I would like to propose that amendment that we reconsider the some way to change the agenda so that listeners get to comment before.
You're not accepting. Well, it's not a question of a friendly amendment.
No,
You're making a substitute. You want to make a substitute motion.
No, I want to amend the agenda.
I'm sorry.
I want to amend the agenda in the fashion proposed by Alan Minsky, so that listeners are able to comment before any important votes.
Okay. The motion on the floor is to accept the agenda. It's been moved and seconded. We're in discussion, Harrison is asking to amend the motion to include separating public comment into two parts.
My substitute motion would be to have a listener comment before any votes that we take. To have discussion on motion so that what we're going to vote on is clear to the listeners and they have an opportunity to comment on it.
Okay, so what the chair would like to do is to get a vote on Harrison's motion that we have public comment before every vote.
Or
is there consent?
Point of information,
yes.
To Harrison. Do you mean any vote, or do you mean votes of substance, or how defined?
Substance, and I expect that the votes that we take on motions will be clustered together, and that listeners will be able to comment on all of them at once.
Okay.
I don't want us to make motions and pass motions without listeners being able to see the motions and comment upon them.
Okay. On the motion, yes, the question has been called for. Is there a second? Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Call the question on Harrison's.
Please,
one moment. I am not going to take any further comments. The question's been called for on the amendment. On the amendment.
Point of information, was there a second?
Yes, there was. Therefore, we're going to go directly to a vote. Let me make it clear what we're voting on. We're voting on Harrison's amendment to the motion to accept the agenda, and the amendment is that listener sponsors may have a section of public comment prior to all board votes. Those in favor?
Point of order. I believe we're
voting. David, let's go to David for a point of order.
I believe we're voting to close debate on the amendment. Well,
the question,
let's
has been called for. Yes, excuse me. Those in favor of closing debate and going to a vote on the amendment, raise your hand.
I had it before David raised his hand. You have it already on the second.
You know, in a way, that's true. The problem is that we recognize the call for the question prior. Let's go to the vote on the question again. Raise your hand to close debate and go to a vote. Okay, debate is closed. We will come to you, Lord Jane, on discussion over the original motion. Yeah, the original motion. Those in favor of Harrison's amendment, raise your hands. The amendment was that listener comments would come before every board vote. Those in favor?
No.
All right, wait. Apparently I did not repeat that clearly. So let's go. There's confusion over what we're voting on.
Exactly.
It does not have a time allotment. We would have to determine what the time allotment is if it passes. It's the idea that public comments would come and the board would then decide.
Don, we can just be restrained by the requirement to have 30 minutes in each.
That's right. We would have to figure out how to distribute those.
No, we don't have to. We don't really have to figure
out. Point of information again. Did he?
All right, one moment. Let's go for clarity now. First, let's go first to Margaret. Oh, he said that the public comment, if it were distributed before every vote.
Not every vote, every cluster of votes, Don.
With what?
The first third of the agenda is
with every block of votes.
There you go.
Okay. And it would be determined by distributing the 30 minutes. In other words, if we are required to have 30 minutes.
I'm not talking about distributing the 30 minutes. As far as I'm concerned, it's okay if the listeners get more
time. Okay, I'm not going to argue about it. I was trying to explain what we're voting on. It seems to me we're voting on distributing listener comments across the agenda so that it comes before groups of votes.
Thank you.
Okay, now, Israel.
And Harrison, again, did you not say when I asked the word substance, not just any and every motion?
Absolutely.
Because please put that in, otherwise I won't vote for it.
I'd like to ask a question.
All right, Chair recognizes Sonali. We're just getting clarity on how we vote. Excuse me. Let me get clear, Jane.
I'm very short.
Do you want to speak now on just clarity over what we're voting on?
To agenda.
Yeah, the agenda. So that's why I'm holding you.
Okay.
In just a moment. I'm hoping Sonali just wants clarity on what we're voting on.
Well, yeah. There are no. We need specific times in order to vote, and specifically where they go on the agenda, because otherwise we're going to have a discussion before every vote. Now, is this a vote that there should be listener comment on? I mean, it's just going to be a big waste of time unless we have specific times and specific places in the agenda that listener comments go. Maybe Harrison needs to make a more specific proposal.
Point of order.
I think
has been called.
No, but listen, David, I'll explain what we're doing for you. I cannot go to a vote if members of the board protest that they do not know what we're voting on. So what we have to do is restrict any comments at this time just to clarity over what we're voting on.
Right.
Just clarity. So don't motivate this in any way. Don't motivate it. Just clarity. Is there any further discussion on the Harrison amendment?
Don, I'd like to...
On closing debate. On closing debate on the Harrison amendment.
Can I clarify for Sonali?
Okay. If there is no more clarity needed...
Can I give clarity to what Sonali was requesting?
No. I think there is clarity. I believe we understand what your amendment is, Harrison.
She wanted to know where the listener comment would fit in.
No, but it's not possible for you to tell us because
yes, it
would be different on different agendas.
Okay.
We're going to go to a vote. Those in favor of calling the question on the Harrison Amendment, raise your hand. We did that. Those opposed, we did that. All right, now let's go to a vote. Those in favor of the Harrison Amendment, raise your hand. Okay, let's count. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30.
10, 11,
12. Opposed. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Can someone do me a favor? Can you record that?
The next time we do this, Don, can we take a roll call, please?
Well, I think people could request roll calls, yeah. We don't have a policy of doing
it. Okay, I'm going to refrain from taking up some additional time, but I would like there to be a general attitude that we take roll call votes before any important decisions.
That would have to be acted on by the board. At the present time, when a person wants a roll call on an important vote, they should request it.
We can't act like the lab did and just do it as a matter of course in the
No. What I'm saying is the board does not have a policy that we do that now, so someone would have to bring forward a policy and have the board vote on it. Okay, now, the Harrison Amendment passes, so we're going to go to the main motion, which is to accept the agenda as modified. That motion has been amended by the Harrison, Harrison's amendment. Now let's go to a vote on the agenda, accepting the agenda. All right, David.
So once we vote on this, the way the agenda is structured, it has number of minutes. So once we vote on that, would I then, I'm acting as timekeeper, calculate a time of day specific from those minutes?
That is exactly right, and I remind the board that they can extend time if they believe they need more time, but these will be the times we use, and we're going to appoint a timekeeper in just a moment. Those in favor of accepting the agenda, signify raising your hand. Oh, excuse me. Oh, Jane. Jane, go ahead. I'm so sorry.
I'm very concerned about the positioning of the election. There's no way we can make these people come here once again, sit, and not have this done. It's on 13 on the agenda.
Right.
I think that's really tricky.
Could you make a concrete proposal to move it earlier?
I do. I make a proposal to move it to right after public comment. First public comment.
Which is what number?
Seven.
The public comment. The first public comment is six. So maybe we can get unanimous agreement and unanimous consent and hold down the kind of Robert's Rules of Order. Jane's proposal is that agenda item 7 would be election of secretary and treasurer. Now, before we make that decision, is there anyone opposed to that? Okay, here's a hand. Go ahead.
I think that I would like to hear public comment after the election information, after people speak, and before we vote.
That's what I meant. I'm sorry.
So in other words, it would be before public comment.
I think Jane agrees with that.
Yes.
And that's also covered by my question.
Yes, okay, so the proposal is that the elections come before agenda item 6. Is there unanimous consent that we do that? Seeing no objection, then we will make agenda item 6.
Thirteen
goes above 6.
Right.
Okay.
Chair?
Yes, David.
I just want to say this, thank you, but I just want to be clear that when we accept this agenda...
I can't hear you.
I want to be clear that when we accept this agenda with the minutes, with the amount of time allocated, that if anybody then wants to adjust this agenda as we go through it, it's going to take 2/3. If anybody wants to call orders of the day, that means we go to whatever agenda item is the time of day unless 2/3 overrides it. So I just want to urge that we're going to, here on out, let's be as disciplined as we can so that things don't start getting shuttled around in the extreme, which will make us crazy.
Okay, and I'm asking, I would like to ask David, would you be timekeeper?
Yeah.
And let's get clarity. Do we have a time limit on the amount of time board members can speak? Is it 2 minutes?
No, it's been 90 seconds the last two meetings.
90 seconds.
Well.
Is there consent, unanimous consent, that we speak for 90 seconds? You may finish the idea when the timekeeper tells you your time is up. Okay, Sherna.
I presume that does not include the person making the report.
No, that is true. Reports from committees are going to have to be exempt from that because there has to be a little bit of time to make that. The people responding to the reports should be limited. Bill?
I just want to point out that it's important to...
I know that. Well, this is exactly my objective. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, let's get moving. Okay, and I wanted to say that Sarah is going to keep a stack, and I'd like her to try to go into this side of the room and this side and kind of have gender and left-right equity, pro and con also, if we use that technique. Okay, now let's move ahead then. We have the agenda, and let's move ahead.
I can ask another point of procedure. Are you going to alternate between pro and con so that when the question gets called, it will have been evenly divided?
Are we going to
comment? Are you going to alternate between pro and con during discussion?
Yes, we should do that.
Divided.
You know, especially we also have two techniques that we'll be using. At certain points, we can refer to committees, and we can also limit debate to like two pro and two con, or one pro and one con, or three. So use that technique if you believe that there's not a great deal of conflict. I'd like to welcome the general manager. Nice to see you, Eva. It's good to be in your part of the country down here. Okay, that's right. Okay, no, let's move ahead. The remarks, just briefly, this will be less than 3 minutes. One, we talked to the website, to the webmaster, and to the general manager. Very soon we'll be able to post directly on the website for our committee announcements. And that's in process. The second in-service, you notice late in the meeting, we have to set a date for the second in-service. Board retreat, we're looking at venues and when we get a venue and a time and so on. We'll have a full meeting of any board member who wants to plan the retreat agenda.
Information, Don. We haven't voted on the agenda yet, I don't believe.
Pardon me?
I don't think we've voted on the agenda yet. Did we? We did my consensus.
I thought we voted on the agenda.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, do you have an objection to this agenda?
No, I just...
Yeah, okay. Okay, and let's move ahead then. Agenda night, item 3, does Harrison have a motion on roll call votes?
While I'm trying to speak, and I hope we can get done with this real quick, Jane's going to pass out some of these, and Jim's going to pass out the other. My concern is that the directors be accountable, and so I would like our directors to ask for roll call votes at future PNB meetings. I'll read the motion. The KPFK LSC requests that the KPFK director shall demand that the Pacifica National Board PNB conduct roll call votes and record them whenever the PNB disposes of resolutions. And I'll just read the first paragraph of the justification for this. There is more to democracy than elections. Accountability requires that the votes of directors be recorded so that delegates and other members can learn how directors exercise their responsibilities. There are two examples in which it would have been nice to know how our directors voted, and I detail those in the under diversity resolution and Haiti resolution. I'm perfectly willing to call a question as soon as anybody wants to.
Yes. Just for clarity, just so we're sure, the opening statement of the paper that you passed out is the motion itself.
That's correct.
Yeah, the KPI. Okay. Is there a second to this?
Yes.
It's been moved to second. Okay, now discussion, Bill.
I really worry that all of the things that we do, we seem to add to the time of the meetings that is not devoted to the substantive matters that we need to get under discussion and to make decisions about. Mm-hmm. So I like the idea the way we have it now, where we can request a roll call vote for any time that we want. But to mandate it for every vote, I feel adds to it. I mean, we're at potential two now. We haven't really got to this stuff yet. So I'm kind of concerned about our responsibility ability as a board to start making such a decision.
It's the national. He's asking that the Pacifica National Board. Okay. Can we go to two? No. Yeah, okay.
And I would like to have a roll call on this vote.
Okay. Can we go to 2-4 and 2 against on this? Is there any objection? And let's have first someone speaking in favor of Harrison's motion. Is there anyone?
Yeah.
All right. Do so now, please, Harrison.
Well, I'd like to give two examples. So how long?
Harrison, there's a point of order at the other end of the table. One moment. Go ahead.
This is a resolution with regard to the PNB, our representatives to the PNB. It seems to me that it should come under the agenda item that's about the PNB.
That does make sense.
I don't think we want to.
Okay, I'll explain that. The board member wanted a separate agenda item on this.
No, that's not true, but we have a document. No?
I thought you requested No, okay.
It's all right, you're on it.
Okay, let's move ahead.
Accepted the agenda, let's
move ahead. This is an accepted agenda. I'm going to recognize Harrison for 90 seconds. Go ahead.
At the first PNB meeting in Berkeley, two resolutions supported by the KPFK LSB came before the PNB. One of these motions objected to the U.S. overthrow of the democratically elected government of Haiti, and the other asked for the Elections Review Committee to explore remedies for the lack of LSB members from poor and underrepresented communities. I would like to know how our directors voted on these motions, and I tried to keep track when I was there, and I'm not certain how they did. And I think we should know, okay? And in the diversity resolution, I do know that this question was disposed of by a motion to divide and to refer the question of diversity to the Committee of Inclusion. Now, one of our representatives did have the motion available, and that this motion was discussed, and it was divided in the fashion that I say. So, several other of our directors did not even have this motion available to present. When the question was considered, no one said why we wanted this to be taken up by the Elections Review Committee. And the reason is that the COI is not going to be able to get out a report before the...
Thank you.
I'm run out of time?
No, he had about 15 seconds left.
Oh, 15. I cannot see the sign up for it. Go ahead.
20 seconds.
So the point is that the COI is not going to be able to make a report and not even be able to be formed because of the complications involved in forming that committee before the next election cycle begins. And so there will be no action, no opportunity to act on this important failure in our previous elections. The same kind of thing happened with the Haiti resolution. You can read about it.
Point of personal privilege.
Well, David, what is it?
I was the director who I was the director who made that motion. And
okay, one moment, David. I think because you're a director, if you're going to raise your hand, we can make you one of the speakers, either for or against. But now we need a speaker against. Jan.
The diversity resolution and the motivation that are in this paper are inaccurate. I know for a fact that David Adelson presented both of these and tried to get them through, and that it didn't happen. I would like to, and it didn't happen not because of anything that our directors did, but because of the will of the body. I think that the national board meetings are at least or even more crowded in agenda than ours are. And to add on a layer of having a roll call vote for every vote is going to add more time. However, I do think that it is not unreasonable to ask our directors directly how they voted on each issue. And that's not an unreasonable thing. And not only how they voted, but to, give us their explanation of whatever happened. And those requests can be done in writing, and the answers can be done in writing, and we don't have to spend a lot of time on it. And I cede the rest of my time to David Adelson.
We have a speaker for... did you have...
Yeah, it was Jen, and I saw his hand. Did
Okay.
That was my hand.
Please, Margaret Prescott.
Yeah, I really don't want to discuss now the details of what happened at that meeting. I don't think that that is really what the motion is. The motion is whether or not we should ask our directors for a roll call vote specifically on resolutions that we have asked the directors to raise at the national board meetings. I frankly think that that is reasonable. I don't think we should spend the board's time now discussing what happened or what didn't happen. That's a discussion we could have very informally, you know, with the directors to find out the details of it. I don't know, Harrison, if you're meaning that every resolution that comes before the national board, there should be a roll call vote, or if you're talking about specific items that we collectively as the board ask the directors to raise that we want a roll call vote on that. And I would agree with that because I do think that listeners have a right to know how people vote. We want to know, for example, how our elected officials vote. You know, this is on a smaller scale, but we are also elected and people have a right to know what our views are. So I would speak in support of it.
Okay, the chair just wants to clarify the wording.
Friendly amendment, sorry, because Shern is now pointing out to me that it is on every resolution, and I wonder if Harrison would entertain something to say resolutions that we specifically have asked our directors to raise before the national board. Do you consider that a friendly amendment or not? You may not. I don't know.
Every important vote that the PNB took was a roll call vote. Every important vote that the prior lab took was a roll call vote.
Whether or not you accept this, you know, really in a way.
I think David is right. It's not up to me that it's.
No, you should actually be amending this and letting the body decide whether your amendment stands. So, do you want to?
Well, I did want to know, since Harrison put the amendment forward, I wanted to know what his view was on whether or not this was friendly or not. And Harrison, from what I'm gathering, you're saying no, it's not.
Well, I'd certainly take half the cake instead of no cake.
No, all right. So we can't do business that way. Now, Margaret, do you wish to make a substitute motion with your wording or not?
Dave had his hand up.
Well, I'm asking you. You're not doing that. So let's go ahead. We have one speaking for, one against, one for. Now we're taking our fourth speaker against.
It's been pointed out that the board meetings are very full at the national level. One of the problems with the motion that Harrison raised, this question of what we wanted done on elections review, which I just want to take a moment to say, he incorrectly states that the rationale was not presented. I presented it at length. But the point is that without doing the work ahead of time to talk to other boards and get other directors on board, it eats up time and the motions fail, which is one of the things I'm going to be bringing up in my report, which is if this board sends any directors to national, we as a board have to do the work to prepare other directors or it's going to eat up time and things are going to fail. Now, that said, any motion that we charge directors to take can include as part of the motion a request that the director call the roll. Request a roll call. That is the right of any member at any time. And I don't think we need to establish a policy on that. We can do it when necessary and let people try and conduct business as efficiently as possible.
Okay, the chair's recommendation here is that we have had two for and two against, and that we might want to revisit this under the agenda item that Sherna mentioned, which is the PMB. Deal. And in case you wanted to direct members in another motion, I think we should do that under PNB. You'll notice that's an agenda item. Actually, it was originally 12, the director's report.
I think this may be out of order, Don, because
we have to answer that.
Yes, I know we do, and we're going to dispose of it. There's absolutely no question that we have a motion on the floor. So I'm going to entertain a motion to call the question on the motion. Is it moved? And it's moved and seconded. Let's go to a vote on calling the question. All in favor of closing debate and going to a vote, raise your hands.
Okay. Just find out where the decision has to be.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, Are you voting?
No. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Opposed?
I'm not sure what you voted
for. Okay, let me explain what we're voting on because there's confusion. Only on the
question. I'd like to change my vote because Leslie has something important to say.
Okay, only on the question. The question's been called for. It's been seconded. There's no debate. We're voting on whether to close debate on Harrison's motion and go to a vote on Harrison's motion. Right now, we're not voting on the motion. We're voting on closing debate.
Chair, actually, we've reached time in this agenda item.
I understand. And I'm going to try to just dispose of it very quickly. Those opposed, ending debate. Those opposed to ending debate. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, the question has been called. Let's go to a
John,
vote.
John, you realize that there were two positive votes.
Out of order.
Excuse me. One moment. There's no further debate on the motion. Everything is taken care of now. We can go right to a vote on Harrison's motion. Those in favor, signify raising your hands.
Of Harrison's motion.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, 4, 5, 6. Okay,
John, we're not doing this a roll call.
It seems like I'm not sure that the. Let's just double check now. Is it true, David, maybe you can help us, a single member of the board can call for a roll call vote?
I don't know. Lawrence may know.
Any member that makes a motion to request
that better be a roll call, right? Mr. Harrison, you're calling for a roll call vote?
Yes, I did before.
Okay. Let me have that paper that we marked up of. Here it is. Okay, we're going to read vote here, and when I call your name, you can say yay or no or present if you're abstaining. Donna Warren. David Adelson.
No, nay.
Okay, nay. Jan Goodman.
Nine.
Jan Goodman.
Let's keep
okay.
Going.
Ed
Pearl. No.
Okay, Sherna Gluck.
No.
Marie Deary.
No.
Julie Rodriguez.
She did?
No, absent. Terry Goodman is also absent. Israel.
Foyer.
No. No, okay. And Grace Aaron.
No.
Jane Halloran.
Yes.
Harrison Wheel.
Yes.
What?
Okay, wow, thank you. Niall.
No.
And Jim.
Aye.
Okay, Bill Gallegos.
No.
Okay, let's see. Leslie?
Aye.
Okay, and Alan Minsky?
No.
Sonali? Okay, and Madeline Schwab?
No.
Okay, Margaret Prescott?
Yay.
And Fernando Velasquez? Yes. Si. Yes. Si. Gracias. Maria Armudian is not here yet, is she? Okay, and Sarah Amir. Okay, and other names I did not call.
And Jan's walking around here.
Is there? Jan. She basically is not. She's not present.
Can't be in on it.
Okay. Okay. The no's, let me just say, the no's, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 12. Okay. You weren't present. 12. The yeses. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6. Normally, the reason this is kind of catch-as-catch-can is normally Terry is here and he has the roll that he calls quickly. Okay, the motion fails.
Really?
The motion fails.
I don't know.
Okay, good. Let's move to the next agenda item. That was agenda 3-4, the general manager's report. As I say, we're very pleased to have Eva with us. And Eva, if you'd like to start with an opening statement, and then the board may have questions.
Don, just clarification, do you want me to just do an opening statement or do you actually want me to do a report?
Okay, I'm sorry. What I mean is, I guess all I meant was, let's leave time. We have, I think, 18 minutes, so if we can leave some time for questions.
Yeah, sure, that's fine. I'm just waiting until everybody has their
report.
I'm just waiting for everybody to get the report. But in the meantime, welcome to Long Beach. You are in my hometown. So great to have you here. I just want to introduce our new business manager, Archie Richardson. He's right at the back. Are you there? Okay, I was late, I guess.
He spoke to us for a minute.
Well, that's a good thing. And then Armando Godinho, our program director, he will, as part of my report, also say something about programming. And if Nathan Scott gets here, he'll talk to you about the web initiatives that we're doing. Does everybody have reports? I'm not going to go through the whole report. I'll just bring out the most important points of it. I think it's crucial to recognize the growth that we've seen in KPFK, both on programming levels, on fundraising, areas of listener increase, community visibility as a result of community outreach, co-sponsorships with a lot of nonprofits and other organizations. The technical and web upgrades that we are doing at the station is tremendous. We've increased. We've made some changes right now to, some of you might know that we've had a lot of problems with streaming, and we purchased our own server at this point. We are now able to stream 18,000 simultaneous streams, a minimum and a maximum of 50,000, at a third of the price that we paid to stream 350 people. So I think that's incredible for the station to do. As many of you know, we've had a couple of fundraisers. The Amy Goodman event was outstanding, $32,000 in income with $27,000 in net. And last night with the Greg Palace event, we had more than 1,000 people attending the Greg Palace event, an income of $9,100. Now, you all know we have a lot of problems with premiums. So we addressed this in the report to the listener. We are making some changes to the premium situation because last year when the LSB elections happened, we just had people were just inundated. I think one of the things to recognize is that the subscriptions department is completely understaffed. It's under-resourced. It works on computers that, I don't know, don't even have a date on anymore. But we're doing upgrades there, so they should be facilitated with new computers in the next week and new software, which would help to create more effectivity in that department. We're also cutting down drastically. This is going to be a drastic move for the station. We usually have about, believe it or not, 450, between 450 and 500 individual premiums in a fund drive. We are going to try and break that down to half the premiums, at least 250 premiums, and see how it goes. We also have the 9/11. Our fundraiser starts on June 1st. Our goal is $950,000. We might have an effect on the 9/11 hearings because we will be broadcasting it. It's 2 days during our fund drive. If there's a financial impact, we might have to extend the drive with a couple of days, but that we'll only be able to make an assessment at the time. it's important for the station or for me to hire a development director, so I'm hoping that part of what this LSB can do is help form a development director search committee. I'd also like to urge that we restructure the work of the development director because it includes so much from grant writing to development donor campaigns to trust funds and outreach. And my recommendation would be to have events coordinators for the stations, and we can pay events. We don't even have to put them on payroll. We can pay them from the profits that we make from our fundraisers, because the work to coordinate events are just really intensive and it creates a huge burden on staff. Budget, we're in the budget process now. We're starting with budget process on this coming Monday at the station. After that, we will meet with the LSB to put forward a proposed FY05 budget to get your recommendations or approval on the budget. So I will provide Don with a date for a special LSB meeting to review the budget within the next week. And then on programming, I just want to urge everyone, it's really crucial that we have a programming council and move on that. I would also like to just give Armando a minute or two to talk about programming before I'll finish and he can talk about programming quickly. The Community Advisory Board, you are aware that we receive a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This grant we've doubled in the last year. For the first time, we've been recognized as a minority station based on our diversity on the board, on staff, on management, on community outreach, all of those things. This grant is $366,000. We've received the first payment of it. The second payment is due in August. More importantly, FSRN, the way FSRN function, they get paid from the stations, and their money comes from this grant. So if this grant is not there, FSRN would not be able to operate. The CPB covers a whole range of areas for public radio, including holding the copyright licenses for the stations because they've negotiated the agreement. So we don't pay royalties. It's really, really crucial that the LSB discussed this today and that there's a way forward to put the Community Advisory Board in place. It's really crucial to our operation. On operational stuff, our studio project will be completed in a couple of weeks. I want to thank our listeners for the incredible financial report support. This was a matching grant between CPB and KPFK. So this is going to be extraordinary to have the broadcast studio completed. Also, we've added we'll have an additional production studio, which is going to, I guess, really enhance the work of producers at the station, both volunteer producers and paid producers. KPFK website, I've briefly talked about it. I don't want to go in detail. I think at the next meeting I will have Nathan come in and do a presentation because it's such an extensive project with a web that we're piloting. Some of the things that we will have is several broadcasts or internet radio channels that's available to us. We'll start looking at doing I'm not going to go into the technical issue of the web because it's really extensive. Our transmitter, we rebuilt the transmitter in 2002. Some of the things that affect us is the summer months. It's been extremely hot now, just at the beginning of the summer. And one of the things that we really need to do is to... in the next week or so, we'll add another air conditioner up at the transmitter with a cost of $10,000. That was budgeted for. Now, last year we had four power breakdowns at KPSK. One day we were down during our fund drive. I think it was the October 2003 fund drive. It's really, really important that we purchase backup power, backup generations for the station, one at the transmitter site and one at the station. This is not a budgeted expense, so I am putting forward a request here today to this LSB to approve an expense of $60,000 to buy generators.
Time note, we're halfway through this agenda item.
Okay. it's 30,000 per generator we need to, that would be 60,000.
I'm hearing 50,000?
No, 30,000 for one, so 60,000 for the two. 60.
Oh, 60. Okay. And at the end of your report, we'll have a couple questions.
Chair?
Okay, sure. And
Chair, just a point of how much time are we leaving for questions, so I know?
I think she's moving toward the end of the written report.
Armando to ask, so I'm wondering how much time are we going to leave for board questions?
I think the critical points, I have two or three more critical points that I just want to put forward. It will take a minute. You might not have the answers today. Some of you might be familiar that Pacifica used to lease the subcarriers and it generated income. Those subcarriers are now obsolete because of new technology. And that becomes a channel that's available for the stations. I would like to talk or put some recommendations forward for the next meeting to look at us using that as a channel for Spanish language broadcasting. I'm writing a grant that's due in June to the CPB for the digital conversion of our transmitter. Our engineers, our recommendation is not to do it now, but we could do it in 2 years. Once we do that digital conversion, we'll have a 24-hour broadcasting channel. We'll have another frequency on the dial once we do digital conversion. My recommendation is to have a 24-hour Spanish language station on that channel. So some of the planning needs to be done about that. The FLNC, you know, the interference with our station because of the Mexico station. The recommendation from our engineer Don Muscle is to go higher with the tower. The tower is right now at 180 feet, to move it up to 375 feet, which would cost $500,000, and probably looking at doing a capital campaign for that. That's my report. In brief, the most crucial point here today is the Community Advisory Board. So I want to just give it over to Armando, and you'll have to time him for 2 minutes.
Okay.